everybody, and welcome to the Pavement Podcast. I'm Marvin Joles. We are here in Wisconsin, and it is snowing. And when I say snowing, I don't just mean a little, I mean a lot. So today is April 15th. We're halfway through the month. A couple days ago, we had quarter-size hail. Yesterday, we had a good 4 or 5 inches of snow. And now it looks like we're getting a couple, 3 or 4 more inches as well. Last week, I was out filling cracks, patching holes, and giving estimates for asphalt maintenance. So it's quite a change, very different here in the last couple days, but I do have a little bit of downtime. I'm locked in here, so I'm recording the Pavement Podcast, Episode 1. I'm super glad you found this thing. More than likely, we will look back after a good amount of time and think, man, what were you doing with this thing when you started? So hopefully there's no background noise. I'm recording this on my HP laptop with my iPhone's headphones stuck into the side of this thing, and we're going to see what we can do. So the Pavement Podcast, I'm really hoping will be insightful, educational, and I'm hoping we can have a variety of topics. Maybe we can talk about techniques, pieces of equipment, people's origin stories from the beginning to where they're at now. Maybe I'll get to mine here in a little bit with that. But then also, we'd really like to get to having guests. I'd really like to get some people that I've met or people within the industry, and not just asphalt maintenance, but paving, sweeping, striping, you know, a lot of things that I don't do personally. We're pretty rural where we're at. I don't need huge pieces of equipment and crazy stuff. I love seeing it, especially when we were at National Pavement Expo this last year. I love seeing it. I love being educated about our industry. But for me to buy it and use it sometimes is very overkill for where we're at in this rural area. Both offices here where we live in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, and a little bit more north in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, are both pretty rural. So I'm hoping to get a lot of guests with a lot of information, and they can help us out and kind of point us in the right direction. We can talk about a lot of things. I would say, you know, after 14 years in business, we're decent size. I'd still have to get out and do labor and be in the field, which we're hoping to transition to here within a couple of years of that not being the issue. As far as my family, a lot of people have seen me online already on our Facebook group or on YouTube or on Insta. Snapchat, I stuck with it for a little bit, but I really tried to focus all my attention on Insta. And you can see me with my family, my wife, my two kids, especially the little guy, Eli. He makes some appearances in the YouTube videos for sure, and online with me in different pictures and photographs. This last year, I was able to speak at the National Pavement Expo, and this year as well, I wrote an article or two, I believe, for Pavement Magazine. So we're starting to do that kind of thing, and I really love podcasts and audiobooks when I'm out working. You know, when you're by a motor or a compressor, you can't hear very well. But when you're cleaning or you're line striping or you're driving around to give estimates, they're a great piece. And you don't have to have your phone on video mode to do it. You can listen to these topics and to these things. So with me, I really would love to have some guests, you know, or have podcasts related to our industry. So I thought I might as well start one. I've started things before. If you've been in our group on Facebook, there's 2,500 members in there now. I've started things before, and they've been somewhat, I guess people would say, successful, or they've grown. I don't know about successful, but they've grown. So hopefully this thing will as well. So that's what we're going to try to do here on the Pavement Podcast. Going forward, you know, I would like to talk about innovations in the industry, things that can help people out, different techniques that different contractors use, because we know by now that there's a lot. Little hacks, I guess we could say, life hacks, but industry hacks or business hacks, as far as ways to get around different things. And then I'd also like to talk about marketing, whether it's social media marketing or mass marketing or hiring an agency. Some people have their niche. Some people are good at things and some people aren't good at things. With me, when it comes to web design, I'm not that great, so I hire that out. It'd be nice to have a web designer here on the podcast that can help us out as well. So that's what we're going to try to shoot for. I'm going to try to be very versatile, cover all kinds of bases. As far as regularity, I'm really going to shoot for at least once a month. I would like to have 2 podcasts a month if we could. And, you know, if it becomes more frequent, that would be great as well. In the summer, it's very busy. So if I could get a stock of podcasts and release them over time so that we have something to listen to and talk about over the summer months. That would be great as well. So if you have any questions or insights or topics you would like to talk about, you can always get a hold of me online, whether it's in a Facebook group or through Messenger or through Insta or whatever. If you type Wiscoat, which is our company name here, you can find me and a way to get a hold of me one way or another, whether it's through the website or through my phone or anything like that. Just be aware that through the phone, it's not as easy as it is through social media messenger. I can get back to you instantly. It's hard for me to call you back and spend a lot of time talking to you, which kind of leads to one of the reasons I started the podcast and started our Facebook group is the fact that I was getting a good amount of calls and spending a lot of time on the phone with people for hours on end, whether they were starting out in their business or they had been in business for a long time and was just now trying to upgrade to a piece of equipment that they seen us purchase in a YouTube video, and it would take up a lot of time. So in order for me to have efficiency, I still want to be able to communicate and talk to everybody and do a lot of things, but I also want them to be able to be at work, listening to a podcast, learning about different things as well. So hopefully we can kill two birds with one stone with this podcast, but if not, it's going to be a fun ride anyways. Like I said, I'm going to try to do one or two a month. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about all kinds of different topics. I really enjoy reading articles, so I'm going to be flipping through some pavement magazines, and maybe that'll brush up an article, and maybe we'll be able to have the writer of the article on the show, on the podcast, and get their voice on here. Maybe I'll be able to do a phone call with them and get them on here. So that's where what we're going to try to do here. And I'm super excited about the opportunity of audio and being able to distribute audio, whether you're listening on iTunes or you're listening on Android, Spotify, whatever, however you found this thing. Hopefully you enjoy it as well. That's what it's meant to be. It's meant to be insightful, enjoyable, entertaining. Maybe at some points I've been told I have a decent sense of humor, so once I get on here with some friends and different things, maybe I'll be able to crack a couple jokes and get us laughing. I know I did post one post to our Facebook group the other day about an article that I read, and it had all kinds of list of detriments: oil, sun, water, ice, and fat. And the last one was fat. And where we're at, we really don't have any issues with fat being detrimental to asphalt areas. But when I posted it, I thought, this is comical. I'm going to get some laughs. And there were probably 20 comments by the time I looked, and three of them were like, no, this is a serious thing. There's some restaurants and stuff that we work behind where the asphalt is just nothing left. It's like mush back there because, pig fat or whatever kind of fats and oils have saturated it. So you learn some stuff. Even trying to be funny, you learn some stuff. That's what we're going to try to do here on the Pavement Podcast. I'm really going to have some guests. Like I said, I'm going to try to anyways. I know getting out of the comfort zone is hard on camera, but maybe if we can do audio, get out of the comfort zone, we'll be able to get something accomplished here and take it care of. So as far as time length goes, I'm really going to try, this first one will be around 10 minutes or so, but the rest of them, I'm really going to try to get at least a half an hour in so that it covers a lot of time and you're able to dig into whatever my thoughts or insights are on this thing and our guests as well. But I'd really like to get it, so maybe some will go an hour. Maybe we'll be able to have that hour conversation with some people and dig into their insight and their brain a little bit as well. And I'm going to do my best to link all kinds of ways for contact and information, whether it's a topic or whatever. We can do direct links, whatever we can do. We're definitely going to try to make this as full-fledged ease of access as possible for you guys, so there's really something you take interest in and something you look forward to listening to on a regular basis. Well, whatever regular basis I can pump them out as, I guess we'll go from there. But a lot of times I'll be recording from the Wiscoat office, hopefully. Right now I'm in my house and I'm working on the audio. This is all new for me as far as audio and editing audio, but I taught myself to do the video editing and things like that, which I know isn't absolutely spectacular, but it gets the job done on YouTube and Facebook as well. So we'll see what we can do with audio as well, but I'm really hoping you enjoy it. I'm going to try to share this stuff out. I really hope you would share any links or any way that you can spread out, hey, we're doing a podcast here and for our industry, and hopefully it gains some traction, and hopefully the snow melts around here and we're able to talk about something else besides what the weather is doing to us. It's hard to even give estimates when there's this much snow on the ground. I know we have an interview supposed to be coming next week, and I don't think we're going to be able to get to it just because the pavement isn't going to be ready. It's going to be covered in snow and ice. So even though we're trying to do stuff asphalt related that isn't actually asphalt work, the weather's inhibiting that as well. But I have started to see some pictures of guys working down in the southern states and things like that. So I have hope. I have hope. The last thing I'd like to leave you with is kind of our origin story and what we've done here at Wisco. So when I was 18, I graduated from River Valley High School here in southern Wisconsin. I've never really chose a career. I knew I didn't want to do the regular thing. I did roofing and seamless gutters when I was in high school. And from there, that led to me kind of wanting to do my own thing. So I went out as a young man and moved to Black River Falls, Wisconsin, started my own asphalt maintenance business. And I started out like everyone else usually starts out. I had a small tank, and we just pumped it. We just opened the valve, let it go onto the ground. After cleaning with, you know, bristle brooms and a hand blower, we'd squeegee those things on, use cold crack filler. And that's kind of how I started. And when you're a young man, that's easy enough. You know, that makes enough money for a fella that's by himself. But as I got married and we needed more income, we started to expand. And I always reinvested some kind of money back into our business. 08, 09, when things were rough, I went back to roofing and seamless gutters, but also did run Wiscoat on the side as well. And after the quote-unquote recession, we were one of the major companies left, I guess, around here. I don't know about major, but one of the only ones left standing that the owner still did all the work, and we had a low overhead, which delivered great quality for affordable prices, and that's really where we started the springboard. About that same time, I started using social media marketing just to kind of, show our work and explain to people what the benefits of seal coating and asphalt maintenance are, and that's kind of where things exploded from there. Now, we have two trucks. We have a striping trailer and unit division. We have three trucks, but then we have another seal coat unit on a trailer, our bigger Duramax with our 500-gallon tank, all the equipment that we could ever need, and now we're starting to get into some bigger contracts and bigger things, and we just now expanded into the striping field, so I'm excited about that. We're not super huge. There's guys that are more knowledgeable and have more experience than me. I would love to have them on here so that I could learn as well. And maybe some of the guys starting out can learn as well. But then there's guys just starting out too, and they really want to know how to do it the right way. And I think it's our duty as people that are seeking education about this and insight of how to do it the right way to teach, you know, other people that are in the industry or getting into the industry to do it the right way. That way our industry either rebounds from a negative view or perception from customers, or we build the view of a quality service, quality industry. I looked at jobs last year where engineers that graduated from the University of Wisconsin called for asphalt emulsion on their job site. So if engineers are using it, needing it, it's really nice to be able to parlay that to our customers rather than, hey, this is just for aesthetics or doesn't work. They really need to know. I believe it's our duty to know to teach people, hey, this is a great industry. Preventative maintenance is a great thing. It can save you great percentages over time. And not only does it look aesthetically great, depending on what materials you use, but it has a functionality and a cost-effectiveness means as well. So we'll see what we can do on our end here at the Pavement Podcast. I'll see what I can do on my end. Quality. Thank you so much for listening to the first one. If you have any insights or you'd like to be a guest, get a hold of me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep trying to find topics and different things, and we'll see if we can get these things going all through the summer, all through the year, and keep this. Hopefully this becomes a staple and we can talk about it and communicate with people. Maybe I'll be able to take callers at some point. Who knows? I need to learn how to use the editing software first. So either way, it's a snowy day here. It might be nice where you are. I hope it is. But I really, really appreciate you finding the Pavement Podcast, especially the first episode, because I have a feeling we're going to look back at this episode one time and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this started from here. So we'll see what we can do. Thank you so much for listening to the Pavement Podcast. I'm Marvin Joles. We will see you next time.